T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And don't forget to bring that mask with you if you're going out. I'm Scoot. It is a Free Fall Friday on our show, and it's hot Friday afternoon, August the 7th, 2020. We got a couple of things going on here. It's Free Fall Friday, so we don't want to be too serious. But there are a few serious things we do have to talk about. But we're also this started with a call earlier talking about bands that have dumb names but good music. And here's a text that says the 1910 Fruit Gum Company. I would say that's a bad name. I would argue that maybe the music's not good. I mean, that was real teeny bopper stuff that that I remember. Here is a text that says, today's gun control freak out texts remind me of all the people that thought President Obama was going to take away their guns. He ended up making it easier to carry firearms. Now the NRA is dissolving under the pro-gun Trump. What an interesting world, LOL. It's true. I mean, I'm going to talk about this a little bit later, but the NRA's been ripping people off. And I like to just bring up this other side of the NRA, that they're not the holy church that some people seem to think that they are. And they've been ripping off, if you're a member of the NRA, they've been ripping you off because they're stealing your money. And they're doing the same thing that politicians do. And if you don't like it when politicians do it, then you can't possibly like it when the NRA is doing it. But again, you know, they're going to be those people that it's going to be impossible for them to say anything negative about the NRA, even if the NRA's, like, you know, ripping them off. Here is a text that says, Scoot, whatever happened to the band 311? There was controversy about their name. I don't remember the controversy, but 311 had a really huge cult following. Here is another text that says, Mott the Hoople. You know, that was a band from the 70s. That was a strange band. I love that we have listeners that have a favorite Oingo Boingo song. I just played the Dead Man's Party a few minutes ago. And this text says, okay, I'm Scoot. Welcome back. That was just a quick cover because we lost the connection between my apartment and the studio here in downtown New Orleans. I don't know where I was when I was interrupted, but I said that I was talking about how I love that I have an audience that has people that have a favorite Oingo Boingo song. First of all, I love that there's an audience that knows Oingo Boingo, but their favorite song is Weird Science. Here is a text that says, Skinny Puppy, favorite industrial band, still kicking, love them. There were some bands that really did have a strange name, but, you know, but good music. Look, we're talking about a number of things today. I started out by talking about this this doll that has been taken off the market as of like today. If somebody texted me from a retail, big retail box store, and they just removed the doll from the shelves this morning. It's a doll from Hasbro, and the criticism of the doll was, and there was a petition of over 155,000 names accusing the company of promoting sexual abuse of children. And the doll is a Trolls doll. It's a girl doll. And I watched the video that the mother posted to promote this petition, and I'm going to think, you know, this is going to be ridiculous. You know, she's going to find something that doesn't exist. I watched the video, and I'm going, she's right. This is bad. And you know, I'm not like easily, you know, offended by things. I don't see sex everywhere. I'm not paranoid about all of that like a lot of people are. And I don't, like, again, as I mentioned earlier, you know, oh, my God, what's going to happen if my kid sees the naked bike ride? Hey, your kid's going to laugh about it. And if your kid doesn't know about sex, your kid's not going to make a connection between a naked person and sex. You know, so the world is not seen through the eyes of children the way, you know, you and I see the world. But this doll, and I wrote a blog about it on our website, this doll has a sensor. There's two sensors, and there's a sensor right in her genitalia area. And when you lift up her skirt, literally lift up her skirt and push that sensor, the doll goes, wee, oh, or, you know, whatever. And it's very, very disturbing. All right, so President Trump made some radical comments about Joe Biden being against God. Joe Biden's a practicing Catholic. I'm sure he's not perfect. I would call myself a practicing Catholic, and I know that I'm not perfect. But I think Joe Biden probably, you know, goes to church and knows more about religion than President Trump. So is President Trump getting desperate? It seems like this was on the tarmac at Cleveland Airport yesterday when the president just went a little bit unhinged.
He's against God. He's against guns. He's against energy, our kind of energy. I don't think he's going to do too well in Ohio.
Well, just again, it seems like desperate campaign rhetoric to me. From Madisonville, Judy, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Okay. All right, let's go to Tiger, who is on the road. Tiger, welcome to our show.
Hey, good evening, Scoot. Hey. I had something when the bright field came up. I have an interesting story about the pilot, Captain Ted Davidson.
Okay.
He did a great job putting the bright field up against the wharf because he missed a cruise ship by not too many feet. But I was on the Delta Queen steamboat in 1977. I happened to be at the pilot house, and we had a new chief engineer. And it's an old steamboat built in 1926, and you have to realize that some of the gauges were a little old and didn't come up quite. And new engineer was by the book and kind of nervous because he didn't want to make anything go wrong. Now, the old, if you've seen on the old movies how they take that ratchet thing and go cling, 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 bang it back and forth.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, and he had the little tube to talk through and said, okay, chief engineer, give me full power. And when he did that, he also told the first mate and the deckhands to cast off. Now, we did the short runs from New Orleans to Natchez in the springtime, and that's when the high tides are and the current is the strongest.
Right.
So we are loose in the Mississippi River, and he rings the little bell again and screams down this time, give me full power. And he couldn't understand the man was Latin. And so I was in the pilot house, and he dispatched me to go down three flights of stairs to the bottom of the boat where the engines were. And the man told me, well, the needle is not right where it's supposed to be. It was, you know, like a half an inch or a quarter inch off. But the captain had realized that the particular gauge, that was okay. That's what he needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
I had to tell him in very emphatic, impatient terms that we're in the middle of the Mississippi adrift with no power, with a full 192 boatload of people.
Wow.
Waving. Captain Davidson backed up the Delta Queen, an almost 400-foot steamboat, backed it through the stanchions of the Natchez Mississippi River Bridge, and nobody knew anything was wrong. They thought that was the way things went.
So you're saying that there are captains on the river that are doing heroic jobs.
Heroic. So he did two heroic jobs. I mean, the bright field did, but those people don't get enough credit. If I got another 30 seconds, I can tell you about Captain Ware, who's from Wiggins, Mississippi, with the deepest accent you can dig out of a Mississippi well.
Yeah.
And again, I was in the pilot house because he had to bring me his orange juice. And I said, Captain, you work a six-on, six-off shift. That means you got to eat and all of that, go to sleep, all of that, and wake up within 6 hours. So you only get maybe 4.5 hours of sleep. He said, son, when you like what you're doing, it ain't hard. I'll never forget that.
I do understand that. Tiger, I appreciate you sharing that story with us. Here is a text that says, well, Mr. Trump is kind of sure God is against guns. Another text says, why would you say that the Bible knows more about religion than Trump? That's pretty bold of you. Not the Bible, Biden. Well, I know, it's just my impression. It's just, I don't think Trump knows a hell of a lot about religion. I mean, look, if you want to argue that point, we certainly can, but I'd rather not argue it because it's my opinion. If you think Trump knows more about religion than Biden, then, I mean, this is America. You're entitled to that opinion. Okay, it's Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot. It is another really hot day. And we talked this week about some of the jobs that are just really unbearable this time of year. I mean, it's August the 7th. It's supposed to be hot, and it is. But we talked this week on the show about how there have to be a lot of people who would love to say this to their boss on a day like today. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Mortgage Financial Talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. More coming up on WWL. And it's a Free for All Friday. This week on the show, we talked about the media. We also spent a lot of time talking about how there is deep fear from the right and from the left concerning the outcome of the upcoming election in November. Those on the right are really afraid of what's going to happen to America as we know it today if President Trump is not reelected. Those on the left are in deep fear that if Trump is reelected, the country is not going to stay the way it is as we know it today. And it's interesting that the fear is so deep on both sides. And there are people in the middle and moderate Republicans and Democrats who believe these things as well. It's fearing about the future of America is worse now than it's ever been. But it's always been part of a presidential election. I mean, I've heard this, you know, my entire career. Oh, this is the election that's going to determine the future of America. This is the election that if we want America, if we want to preserve America, this is the election that's important. And, I mean, I remember this really specifically with the election of 92, the campaign of 92 with Bill Clinton and George H. Walker Bush. And there were Republicans saying that if Bill Clinton wins, the country would cease to exist as we know it. And hey, you know what? We're still here. Here's a text. I am a mailman, not fun this time of year. My route is walking 14 miles a day. Love what I do. Thank you for doing what you do. And thanks to all the postal workers and the people who deliver packages. Thanks to all of you for doing what you do. Here's a text that says, Scoot, why would you say that Biden would know more about religion than Trump? Just because he's Catholic? Pelosi also claims to be Catholic. The holiest man I've ever known in my lifetime was Billy Graham, and he was not Catholic. That's the most ridiculous connection that somebody's trying to make there that I'm not even going to respond to that. All right, so President Trump was talking about the economy and the pandemic and talking about his leadership.
We will rise from the current adversity of this horrible, invisible enemy, and we will be more prosperous and resilient than ever before.
Hey, you know what? I hope he's right. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Republicans are revealing their true nature by refusing to extend the $600 in jobless benefits.
When they come to the table and are like $600, how could it be? They're just demonstrating their condescension to America's working families.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows had this to say about President Trump and congressional Democrats.
He's coming to the realization that perhaps some of our Democrats, both in the House and the Senate, are not serious about compromise and are not serious about trying to meet the needs of the American people.
You know, this was another topic this week, and I, you know, it's really important to remember what the politicians are doing. Some of you need money right now. Some of you are Republicans. Some of you are Democrats. Some of you might be independent, more like me. You need money, but the politicians from your party are more interested in protecting political territory and protecting the image of their party than they are in helping you right now during this tough time. So keep that in mind. And don't forget that when it comes time to vote for somebody. Remember the names of the people who are there. And you know, I know on the left, they're going to blame the right. And the right's going to blame the left. The point is, they're pointing their fingers at each other. They're both more interested in doing what they do to protect their party than they are in doing what's in the best interest of the American people. And while this is not really a totally new thing, it is getting worse as time goes on, and it's gotten even worse in the last 3.5 years. But it was bad under Obama as well. So, I mean, again, this is nothing new, but it's bad. And we, the people, tolerate it because we continue to vote them right back in office, and they'll do it to you and me again. From Metairie, Jim, you're on WWL.
Hey, Stu, how you doing?
I'm good.
The only thing I was going to say is earlier, Newell had it on the air about the voting part. I was trying to get through to him, or Clinton. I would say is, you know, everybody's having a problem with voting because one day with all this pandemic going on, why don't you do it in like a 3-day span? You're beginning the alphabet, the middle of the alphabet, and the ending of the alphabet. That way everybody wouldn't have to be bombarding the voting booths.
Well, you know, I guess, I mean, that would be a logistical nightmare, and I don't know if we could depend on the government to figure it out, but, I mean, maybe they could do it. I mean, on paper, Jim, it sounds like a viable idea, but, you know, I don't know if we can trust the government to do that right. You know, I've lived in 3 states that had mail-in ballots, and they are substantiated. It's not what it is being painted as today. And it works, and it's in fact, the president even said it works in Florida. He's for it in Florida and Texas, but he's worried about it everywhere else. So it seems to me that a lot of this talk is just politically motivated because, you know, the truth is, and this is not my opinion, this just seems to be conventional wisdom, that Republicans don't want more people to vote. They're afraid that if the doors open up and if more people in general vote, which mail-in balloting would lead to, that it would be harder for them to win an election.
That's possible. That's all I wanted to say. And you have
all right, well, Jim,
I
appreciate the call.
When I'm on the way home, and I listen to Newell at lunch. So y'all have to go in and keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jim. Also in Metairie, Larry, you're on WWL.
Yes, I wanted to say that, you know, this voting any way you want to vote, it's an opportunity to screw up your own country. So, you know, that's what I want to say about the voting in the mail.
Tell me what you mean.
Well, I mean, look at the census. Half the census in Louisiana has never been answered, either on the computer or in the mail. Now, let me finish the story about the census. That's what I called you for, to lighten up a little bit here. This fella was a new preacher, and he was appointed in North Bay St. Louis area out on a dirt road. They had a little church, and he decided he was going to build up his parishioners, and he started going down the street, walking down the road, knocking on doors, and he gets to this house, and he goes inside, and there's about 6 kids on the floor watching television, and the man answered the door and said, what can I do for you? And he said, I just wanted to come and visit you and invite you to church. And so the guy says, oh, well, maybe I'll do that. So to build up some talk and get some interest, the preacher says, are these your children? Oh, no, sir, there's only 2 of those my children. And he had this real bad look on his face. And so the preacher says, well, why aren't you having any more children? says, oh, that man that came by and asked me all those personal questions scared me to death. What man is that? And you might have heard this joke.
No, I haven't.
Who are you talking about? He says, oh, the guy that had that form, and he had the pencil, and he was filling in all the questions that, as I was answering them. And so I only have two children. He says, well, what did he tell you that was so scary? He says, every fourth child born on this earth is Chinese.
Love it. I love it. It's great. Thank you for that. I deeply appreciate you lightening things up a little bit. Let's go to Hammond. Larry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Larry. I'm sorry. Steve is in Hammond. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot?
I'm good.
I was listening to you earlier about the kid's mindset. Let me tell you a story that happened to me. My daughter, she was 3 or 4 years old at the time, and I have a glass shower. She saw me naked by accident, but she starts running down the hallway, screaming at the top of her lungs, "Mommy, mommy, come see, Daddy's got a tail." I thought that was, I just laughed my butt off.
And
my wife said, "You should have seen the eyes on her; they were just wide open."
Oh my gosh!
Daddy's got a tail.
That. It's really funny. And that really does prove my point, Steve, that, you know, kids don't make the connection with sex the way we do because we know about sex. And so they see something like they saw you naked in the shower, oh my God, Daddy's got a tail. That's really funny.
I laughed my butt off. I mean, I just couldn't quit laughing.
Steve, I appreciate that. Thanks, Steve, and I appreciate you, confirming what I believe, which is that really kids don't see things the way we do, and so a lot of people look for sex and think that it's causing kids to think about sex when it's not causing them to think about sex. However, this doll from Hasbro, I think, is very, very inappropriate. Gloria, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Scoot, I was listening to you almost maybe about a month ago,
okay. And
I think it was on one of your talk about whatever you wanted to talk about, so let me apologize first if I'm not on topic.
Sorry.
But I just wanted to say to all the Christians in the listening area, this is our time to step up and be Christians. If we would follow the principles of Christ, love God, love self and others, then I think this whole world would be in a much better place. Christians, this is our time, for such a time as this, for us to let our lights shine throughout the world with love, with patience, with kindness, with gentleness, with understanding, trusting God and not leaning to our own understanding, but trusting that He will direct us. So that's what I want to say. Christians, stand up and be Christians and let your light shine. Be doers of His word, not just what you say on Sunday morning, but in Monday afternoon and Tuesday and Wednesday. Be doers of God's word.
Gloria, very, very nice thoughts. I hope that everybody who calls themselves a Christian would do what you say, but it's going to be a struggle for a lot of people who call themselves Christians because they're not Christians first.
Well, Christians, I'm speaking to those who have a relationship with God. I realize that even the Bible says not everyone who calls on me knows me, and I'm paraphrasing there. So those who have a relationship, and if your relationship with God, because sometimes we get disconnected from even our friends, but all it takes is just coming back and reconnect with that relationship with God and go to the root of that relationship with God, not what I think, not what I feel. I may not agree with you, you may not agree with me, but I still can love you and I still can respect you. And to me, that's what a Christian does.
Right, and Gloria, really, that is something that is really missing today. Just as, and I see it every day when I do the show. The anger, the hate, the failure to understand that this is America and we can have different opinions. but we don't have to get personal and hate each other. Gloria, I'm glad you called the show. All right, if you want to join us with your comment on this Free for All Friday, the Mortgage Financial Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. We'll be back. Yeah, you know, a lot of us are stuck in the middle. There are more of us stuck in the middle than there are people on the right or the left. And I want to constantly remind you of that, because that is a reality. There are more independents, there are more moderate Republicans and moderate Democrats than there are extreme right Republicans or progressive liberal Democrats. It's true. And we're the ones that decide elections. But here's a text that says, Scoot, I will hold my nose and vote for Trump like last time. Biden does not seem of sound mind, and he seems confused and cannot finish a thought. This man does not seem to be fit for to hold office, and the Dems will be at fault for not coming up with a better candidate. Well, look, I understand. I understand that point. You know, I hear Biden, and, you know, look, Trump makes a lot of mistakes. Trump does things and says things that make it seem like he's not mentally fit for office. So you can make that argument about Trump or Biden. And I don't think Biden is the best candidate the Democrats can have. Who is? I don't know. But I think for the second election cycle in a row, they don't have the best candidate. And who Biden picks as his vice presidential running mate is going to be crucial, because I just don't see him. I don't see him serving more than one term. And so that person's going to be really, maybe he doesn't even serve one term. In any event, there's a lot at stake here. I agree with that. You know, Gloria just spoke about Christians being Christians. And here's a text that says, I'm a devout atheist, and I think a lot of these people today need Jesus. And then another text says, what if you're a Muslim, Jew, or Hindu? And I think the whether you're a Christian, Muslim, Jew, Hindu, or atheist, the important thing to remember is that it seems like there's something comforting about knowing that we're held accountable. And if it's a religion, you're held accountable by the higher being, whoever that is. If you're atheist, it's always been my impression that a lot of atheists basically believe in karma. And so they're held accountable to the concept of, if I do good, good will be done to me. If I do bad, then bad will happen to me. And so in a way, in their own way, atheists also have a way of holding themselves somewhat accountable. The NRA is being investigated, and President Trump had this to say about the NRA and the lawsuit against the NRA. There's a lawsuit to just like really attack the NRA because of money that apparently has been stolen from members.
This has been going on for a long time. They've been absolutely decimated by the cost of that lawsuit. And it's very sad.
Why is it sad? What if it's true? I mean, that's like saying, I wish Ghislaine Maxwell well. I wish her well. Why is this? If the NRA, I mean, it's a lawsuit, so we don't know the outcome yet, but there's some pretty damning evidence. And it appears as if the NRA has been ripping people off. And I like exposing this again, because the NRA is not that holy grail, that church-like entity that so many people think it is. And the prosecutor in New York had this to say about the NRA operating as an entity based on greed and abuse.
It's clear that the NRA has been failing to carry out its stated mission for many, many years, and instead has operated as a breeding ground for greed, abuse, and brazen illegality.
And here's the New York prosecutor talking about what the goal is.
For these years of fraud and misconduct, we are seeking an order to dissolve the NRA in its entirety.
Wow. And if they've been doing what they're accused of doing, they shouldn't be around anymore. And look, I know this is going to fall on deaf ears if you think the NRA is your church. But the NRA politicizes mass shootings. So does the left. I know, I get it, but the NRA does. The NRA's interest in doing this is based on the idea that if the NRA sends out a message that you're going to, because of this shooting, your guns are going to be taken away, or you're not going to be able to buy guns anymore, people are going to run out and buy guns and ammunition. And that helps the gun manufacturers. The gun manufacturers contribute tons and tons of money to the NRA. So the NRA is not really doing, has not been doing what many of you think it's been doing. And now it seems like it's coming out. So if I were you, I'd think twice about giving a penny to the NRA. I mean, they're not ripping me off, but they're ripping some of you off. Jim, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Jim.
Hey. You might want to pay particular attention to who the Democrats have for vice president, because if Biden wins, I think what's going to happen at some point is that they're going to say, okay, Biden's been diagnosed with dementia, and whoever's the vice presidential candidate is going to assume that role.
I just mentioned that. I think it's, I don't know if it's going to be that extreme, but I think there's a possibility that Biden may not finish his term, and I'm sure he's just going to be a one-term president, which would mean that the vice presidential running mate would be the primary Democrat in the race against the Republicans in 2024.
Right. And I have two other comments to make real quick. The other comment is, you know, that last bill they passed for unemployment, et cetera, due to corona, had a lot of stuff in it that, like, to pay for the arts to redo some building in Washington. None of that should be in any kind of bill, man. Look, you know, I mean, right now, it's the necessities that need to be needed. Whoever's putting in that kind of stuff needs to be exposed and let everybody know, look, this is what they're trying to include in there and waste all this money that could be going to other things that are needed right now. And then the other thing is, you just made the comment about the NRA. But you know what? What the NRA does with the gun makers is no different than what companies and corporations do with politicians.
I agree. The NRA is a big lobbying group. I totally agree with you, Jim. You know, this this reality on a Friday is, like, really hard to take, but it's true. And, I mean, it's free-for-all Friday, so this stuff has come up.
People need to remember, these guys are not public servants. They're self-servants.
Yep.
Okay?
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
Jim, I appreciate the call. Here's a text that says, what happened to innocent until proven guilty, Scoot? Well, you're innocent until proven guilty. There sure is a lot of evidence against the NRA. And I think we all have a tendency to look at evidence. And, you know, I'm not a judge. I'm not on the jury. It's not my decision. But there's a historic precedent throughout time for talking about people who've been accused of crimes. And I know that in some ways that might not be fair. But, you know, long before there was any evidence about Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky, there were people jumping to the conclusion that, yes, he did it. So, you know, don't think this is like a one-sided thing. Here's a text. You are the only radio host who brings up the issue about the NRA. Please keep telling the truth, Scoot. Great job. Well, I told you, I got really I got really suspicious of the NRA when I lived in Denver. And I was going to Taos, New Mexico, and got off the interstate, and I'm on this two-lane highway to get to the highway to get to Taos. And in the middle of nowhere, there's this rancher. It's like a house, like rancher-style architecture, like a rancher house. And there's a couple of cars in the driveway. It's in the middle of nowhere, fence around it. And right across the street, there's a landing strip with a Learjet right there next to the hangar. And I thought, what the hell is this? I can only imagine what's going on here. And I've just seen the way the NRA operates when it comes to mass shootings. And I think it is a deceitful organization. But hey, you know what? This is America. You can, you can think what you want. You know, if you think the NRA is the best, look, you can give your money to the NRA. I mean, I'd rather you send it to me, but you can send them money if you want to. So kind of as a sidebar today, we've been talking about bands with dumb names, good music. Somebody mentioned Mott the Hoople. And here's a song from the 70s, Mott the Hoople. I remember this from my early days in rock radio. song is titled All the Young Dudes. To be honest with you, it never occurred to me to look up what this song was about, but the song is All the Young Dudes. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right, I did some fast research, some rapid research during the break, and found out a little bit about the song Mott the Hoople, All the Young Dudes. It was written by David Bowie, who was a fan of Mott the Hoople, heard the band was going to break up, wrote the song, and gave it to them. In fact, Mott the Hoople's drummer, Dale Griffin, was quoted Rolling Stone as saying that, I'm thinking, he wants to give us that? He must be crazy. And by the way, Mott the Hoople is a heterosexual band, but this has become a gay anthem in America. I knew there had to be something interesting about a song called All the Young Dudes. All right, I'm Scoot from Mid-City. Brian, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Oh, and you know what, Brian? Hang on, because I'm just hearing the music to go to break here. So just hang on. We'll get to you right after the news. It's Free for All Friday, and I'm having a good afternoon. It's hot. I just hope you're somewhere inside. If not, I hope you can do the best you can to stay as cool as you can. Here is a text that says, "So if Biden has dementia, he still gets to be president for 3.5 years, right?" I see. The precedent's already been set for that. I get it. All right. Free for All Friday. If you want to join us with a comment, our mortgage, financial talk, and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Hang on. We are coming back with more on WWL.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.